come to see me. Maybe you, before you came, you'd call me and say that.
But we're coming over for a while. Something like that. It would be all right for us to come over and visit for a while.
And if you're knocking at the door and somebody asked you who it is, you might call out to them.
I mean, you know, just ask them, well, who is that at the door? Or who is it? Who are you?
And what would you say if they knew you real well?
Oh, if that was what they would, no, that's what I would say back to them, I thought. That they would say to me,
who are you?
Who are you? And, well, I just say I'm whoever I am, you know, Faye Gillis or whatever, you know, Granny Gillis. Mm-hmm.
And they were expecting you, you know, they knew who you were and they just wanted to tell them, you don't want to. No, you didn't have to give them your name. I'd say it's just me.
I'd just say it's just me in here.
And if you got a short man and a tall man, you might point him out to somebody and say, this man over here, this little, is not as what is the other man?
Not as tall as the other man.
And if you're taller than somebody else,
mm-hmm.
and you say, he's not as tall as...
Yeah, he's not as tall as...
You're saying?
Yeah, if he's taller, you mean. He's not as tall as whoever that would be, you know, would it? Would that be? He's just not as tall. He's shorter than him, you know.
Yeah. If you're the one that's taller,
uh-huh.
you might say, I'm
taller than he is. He's not near as tall as I am, you know.
Somebody can do something, you know, better than you. You might say, don't ask me. He can do that better.
Mm-hmm.
Than...
Well, he can do that. Just don't ask me. He can do that better than I can.
Okay. Now, somebody been trying to run as far as you could, you know, maybe you can run a couple of miles before you give out. You'd say 2 miles is the
limit. 2 miles would be the limit that he could hold out to run. Would that be it?
If something belongs to me, you say it would be
yours.
Okay, if it belongs to you.
It's mine.
If it belongs to both of us.
It's ours.
If, you know, you tell people to come see you and you're saying goodbye to them at the door, you might. You want to tell them if you come back again, what would you say to them when they were leaving?
Well, enjoyed having you and y'all come back again.
Now, if you wanted to, if there had been a party somewhere and you wanted to ask somebody who had gone to that party, what would you, you know, say to somebody who had been there and these people who were there?
Well, I would say, well, now, who was at the party? Was so-and-so, whatever their name was, were they at the party?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that. Were they at the party?
Okay, there was a speech you wanted to hear somewhere and you didn't get to go to it. And there was somebody who had, you know, gone and heard the speech and you wanted to ask them what the man had said. What would you say to them?
I'd say, well, you heard that speech and I didn't get to go. You tell me what he said. What was his subject and what did he say on that subject?
If no one else will look out for them, you say they have to look out for...
You mean for the speaker?
No, just for them.
We have to look out for them, or him, or her, you know.
If no one else will do it for him, you say somebody, he has to do it for...
Himself.
Tell me about the kind of bread you used to make before you bought the store.
Well, we just made cornbread, you know, just cornbread. We cook them sometimes in pones, pone bread. Then we cook crackling bread. Of course, we do that. Put cracklings in your cornbread and bake that. And then we'd use flour and we would make biscuits and then we would make